hip hip to this timely tip. Get your kicks during Sale 66.
And that's what's going on right now. Sale 66 live at Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. 64 acres of beautiful Fords. You just got to get here to see them. I'm here with special guest Mr. Mike Brumit. Mike, you and I have been spokesmen for Sanderson for a long time. I know what kind of shopping experience you've had here.
Yeah, they've my family, my extended family, my kids, between us all, we've gotten about 15 Sanderson Fords. I'm driving an Expedition right now. I love it. I've had their trucks, but it's just a different place.
My baby daughter is moving to Washington, D.C., and they had an 04 F-250 named Trudy, and I was hoping they would take it to D.C. and the transmission would drop out about Albuquerque, but they came in last week and picked up a brand-new Ford Ranger. So I know they're going to make it the whole way. I'm heartbroken.
You know, when you say to people, I send my kids here. Now, my kids are all adults, but my daughter just bought a car from here. And you just know when they come down here, they're going to get treated right. And that's the one thing you hope for anybody in your family. It's just a great place.
And we've been sending people here for years. Folks, take it from Mike Brumhead. Take it from Rosie Romero. Take it from Al McCoy. If you're in the mood for shopping for a new vehicle, you'd be crazy not to make a trip over to Sanderson Ford. Now, if you want it delivered, you can go online and shop Sanderson online and buy it, get financing, even trade your car in all online, and they'll deliver it to your driveway. But you'd miss the opportunity of coming here, sticking your head in about 15 new automobiles and stake that big old whiff of brand new fresh auto.
And there's a reason why they've been around for 66 years. You know, they're just great community partners doing the community service work we've done with them. They're just good people here, good, honest family.
They're exactly the kind of people you want to do business with, Sanderson Ford. And we're here broadcasting live this morning. Mr. Broomhead's joining us. Mike, now you've been in Arizona, I don't know, 20, 25 years, right?
Yeah, 26 and a half years.
Okay, and you're a Southeastern Conference boy, right?
Oh, no. I'm an ACC guy. I'm Miami Hurricane. Come on, don't mess with me.
Oh, no. Well, you and I could probably tell more stories about I-10 because my family vacations were always super slab.
Yep.
El Paso to Houston. If it weren't for Texas, we'd live a lot closer to home.
Oh, my gosh. I remember driving out here on the 10, and, you know, you get to Texas pretty quick from Florida. But, man, you feel like you're in Texas for about a week and a half.
You do. Tell me about any Route 66 favorite stories you might have over the years.
Mine is such a redneck story because I used to be an electrician. You know, I was an electrical contractor, and I had a contract to work on the Kingman Prison. So I had guys working at the prison every day, and I would have to make the trip. And so I made sure when I went up there that we stayed in one of those nice hotels on historic Route 66 because, I fell in love with Arizona, and it's such a historic place. And so we stayed right there on Route 66 and worked in Kingman for a week and a half. It was great. We had such a good time, and I love it. It's such a great piece of history.
Now, when would that have been, Mike?
That would have probably been around maybe 2005.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when did you hang up your belt?
The economy kind of closed down my business a little bit, like it did for so many people in 08 and 09. But I officially, when I went into radio full-time in 09, and then I closed my doors in 2010.
Okay. All right. And you've been at KJR now. How many years?
A little over a year. I came here right before the pandemic. I got there February 24th of 2020 was my first day on the air. And 3 weeks later, they threw everybody out of the building.
Well, we sure love having you on the team every morning, Monday through Friday. You're 8 to noon.
8 to noon. Yeah, it's a little bit different for me being on 8 to noon, but I love it. And they're great people to work for, and there's so much to talk about right now. You know, it doesn't matter what opinion you have. Everyone's got one, and there's so much news going on. It's a great place to work.
Well, it is, and it is news center. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What are you driving right now? What did you say, an Explorer?
I have an Expedition.
Expedition, okay.
It's so funny because I live alone and I'm single, and I got a car that seats 8 people, but it drives so nice and I love it. It looks great, and I love the Expedition. I've had their pickup trucks for years, and I switched over to an Expedition 2 years ago, and I just love them.
I've been in F-250s for 30 years, and I came 4 years ago, and I said, you know, I think I don't need the truck as a daily driver anymore. And I've lusted after a Mustang since the 70s. And so I wanted to come and test drive a Mustang. And they said, Rosie, before you do, just try this Raptor.
That was it, right?
And that was it, baby. I never even test drove a Mustang. I said, okay, this is a Mustang in a Ford pickup truck.
I'm afraid to test drive the Mustang because the way I drive fast enough in the Expedition, I'd probably get in a bunch of trouble in a Mustang. But they're beautiful cars.
Jennifer drove a 15-passenger Ford van for 20 years, and when she went down to an Expedition, she thought she was moving into a compact.
Yeah, and that's about the only thing bigger than the Expedition is a 15-passenger van.
Great. So what are some of your favorite places you've seen in Arizona in the 26 years you've been here?
I love the White Mountains. Oh, I love it up there. Sholo, Springerville. When I was rodeoing, they have a 4th of July rodeos, Taylor, Sholo, Springerville, and I would go up and announce or ride at the Springerville and Sholo rodeos. And driving up into the White Mountains, once you get out of Payson and start heading up, it is just such a beautiful part of the state. Sedona has been great. Havasu Pie. I just think the diversity. You know, you grew up in Florida, it's flat, and you're either at Lake Okeechobee or you're on the beach, but it's all flat. Here, it's just such – so you can play golf in the morning and go build a snowman in the afternoon and then come back and put your shorts on down in the valley. It's just so different to be out in the woods and to see the elk and the deer and then be back here in the desert. It's just a great place. I love it here.
You told your 66 story. I do have one rodeo story.
All right.
High school, we decide we're going to go up to Young, Arizona to ride the rodeo. I draw a horse named Cowboy Nightmare. The chute opens, the horse doesn't move. He rotates 90 degrees, points exactly across the arena, and takes off like his tail's on fire. Never bucks once. Gets to the opposite side of the arena and slams on all four brakes. I go over the top of him through the 2x6 railing, and the announcer says, well, we're going to give that little cowboy from Scottsdale another ride. I said, no, this little cowboy is not going to. I think I've just ended my rodeo career. That 2x6 really hurt.
Were you in the bareback event, or were you a bronc rider?
That was a bareback event.
And see, that's the one, I rode bulls. And so I look at those bareback riders taking, you know, getting their hand inside that rigging, you know, and taking their binds. And I thought, you're never getting your hand out of that thing. It's like wedging your hand into a suitcase handle. And that looks like it hurts even, you know, when you ride bulls, if you do it right, it's an amazing feeling. Bareback riding looks like it hurts even if you do it right.
I haven't done it enough to tell you. I never got to the right part, so I couldn't tell you. I did a whole lot wrong, that's for sure. Yeah. I wasn't in that sport for very long.
Yeah, I learned to, since you've been here so long, you'll recognize this name. I learned to ride bulls up at the Cave Creek Arena, and I started my announcing career in the arena at Mr. Lucky's.
What a hoot.
Yeah. So it was such, I drove past Lucky's on the way here. You know, it's all closed up now, but what great memories of that place.
Oh, man. Well, Mike, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your Saturday to come down here and join us.
You know, it's you're so much fun to be with. You know, I think the last time we saw each other in person was when we filmed that Sanderson commercial for the All-Star game for the baseball game.
That was fun.
You were the catcher.
And Al McCoy almost lit my mitt on fire.
That was a lot of fun, and I appreciate you having me on. You know, I've been listening to you for years, and, you know, I have so much respect for the people that work in the construction business, and you are definitely legendary in that business here in this town, and I have got a lot of respect for what you've done and for your work. I really do.
Mike, thanks. I appreciate that. I really do, and certainly appreciate what you do Monday through Friday, every morning on KTAR. We appreciate that, man.
Thanks, man.
Keep it up. We're here at Roselle Now's broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford for the sale, 66, the 66 sale, and the staycation. Now, you have to get here to register, and someone today is going to win a 3-night stay, 4-day trip touring Route 66 in Arizona. And you're going to be given an opportunity to see it, maybe like you've never seen it before, because we've arranged for you to have all the state park passes. You'll be able to get into any state park you want. There's about four right across Route 66 you'll be able to take advantage of. We've gotten tickets from Lowell Observatory. You're going to have a chance to get in and see Meteor Crater. And you're going to be able to do all this in a gorgeous, brand-new Ford Mustang from Sanderson Ford. They've got it right out here in the showroom right next to where we're broadcasting, and it's beautiful. We'll be giving away 3 staycation prizes, baskets, throughout the rest of the broadcast, 1 each hour. In each one of those baskets is going to be a key fob. One of those key fobs is going to be capable of starting that Mustang, and we'll see which one of the three winners actually gets to start the vehicle at 11 o'clock. So you got to get here to register for it. If you're one of the 20,000 subscribers to the Rosie on the House newsletter, in your email box on Thursday, you got a special entry coupon to fill out. We have a separate fishbowl for you Rosie on the House newsletter subscribers to drop your entry in for a special drawing. You subscribers will be given a special chance to win something extra special here at the Sale 66 Staycation. In the showroom, they've got the Escape, they've got the Explorer, they've got the Expedition all lined up right in a row. They're beautiful. Boy, that red Explorer out there really caught my eye. The silver Expedition looks gorgeous. But do you call that Mustang, Mike, black? Or is it blue?
They say it's blue, but it looks almost like eggplant. You know that it almost changes colors, but it's like it is such a beautiful car. It's beautiful.
It's almost like a holograph. Walk around it, and it's like the color changes depending on the angle of the light.
The one side it looks black, and then when you go where the sunlight's hitting it, it looks blue. It's incredible.
Yeah, that is a beautiful vehicle. Absolutely, and that will have a winner hitting the horn on it a little bit later today in the broadcast.
Can I enter? Do you think they'd let me enter?
Well, enter as John Pratt. then there can be no conflict that way.
Right, of course not.
All right. Folks, we appreciate y'all tuning in here at Rosie on the House. We're going to not be able to get to any of y'all's particular questions today on the broadcast about what you're trying to tackle on your house, home, castle, or cabin. But just know, we've been broadcasting now for 33 years, and every time you've asked us a question, we've logged that question with the right answer and put it on our website. The website, rosieonthehouse.com, really is like an owner's manual for Arizona homeowners having to do with virtually any subject in the world, from your house, castle, or cabin, from the foundation to the rooftops and everything in between. I can remember when I started the broadcast 33 years ago, I told Jennifer, we're going to get rich writing a book, the 100 most asked questions about Arizona home ownership. And folks, do you know it took us 12 years to get 100 different questions? We get most of the same questions over and over and over again. So for any of those repeat questions, no, the answer already exists and lives for free for you to access at rosieonthehouse.com. Go to the search engine, plug in whatever it is you're particularly interested in trying to get done at that time, and you'll get the broadcast features that we've had over the years about that. You'll get any article that we've printed in any one of the 6 newspapers we write for. You'll get that, and you'll get our edited version of tutorials based on whatever it is you plugged in the search engine. So I don't know how we could make it easier for y'all, but if you think of a way we can make it easier for you, I sure hope you'll let us know, because it's our goal, it's our vision, and it's our mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Y'all stay tuned.